Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 18th day of October, 2010, on this live Monday edition. He was on with us at 6 a.m., part of the 24-hour Money Bomb. He normally joins us once a month, but this is his official visit, and he'll be on with us coming up in the third hour, Max Keiser, to go over the economy and take your phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for Max today. And we've also got Bill Still. I was driving into the office listening to a local affiliate, 1330, and I heard Joyce Riley, also on Genesis, talking to Bill Still, and I wasn't aware that he's been invited to speak to the main official body of the London School of Economics. I mean, that's the Fabian Socialist, that's the New World Order, that's the center of Keynesian economics, and his film exposes the international banking cartel, the fiat money system, the private Federal Reserve, the Bank of England. Of course, this film is The Secret of Oz. I'm flattered that he said it on my show. I wasn't aware of it when he said it. I wasn't aware of it previously, that my interview with him a few years ago inspired the film when I talked about how The Wizard of Oz was a play, came out, what, about 1900, about the banking scams being run in the country by the private central banks that were attempting to fully take over the country. So we'd previously had central banks, but we didn't have an official central bank then, but they were already operating in that capacity. And, of course, the ruby slippers were silver slippers as she goes down the highway of gold to the Emerald Palace and the little banksters behind the curtain. But he's going to be speaking to the London School of Economics next week, and they're airing his film on Sky Television, that is the Fox News counterpart in England, owned by News Corp and Rupert Murdoch. So I wanted to get Bill Still on to flesh out exactly what's happening on that front in our fight to expose the banksters. You could, of course, can pull up the famous quote. In fact, guys, will you search the quote? Because I want to read the full quote. Thomas Jefferson, if we ever let private banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So just Thomas Jefferson, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. That'll pull up the full quote. I want to read that full quote a little bit later when Bill Still joins us. Obviously, the Money Bomb was a gigantic success. It's above $420,000 that have come in, and that will, even though it's a little bit short of our goal, that will allow us to finish the studio, hire the people we need, and get all the graphics together and the servers and pay for the social network. So I want to commend you. Big blow against the globalist. A lot of people, the average contribution, we did a calculation, was about $21. And so you can do the math. How many times does, in fact, we actually have the number, how many donations we got. I need to calculate. I mean, that's how we calculated. $21 was the average donation. But I don't have it in front of me, but a lot of people donated, and I really do appreciate that. Obviously, the news is all every day getting more insane, more crazy, more in your face. And we are going to be going over all of it after this quick break. And I also want to open the phones up to anyone that would like to call in on any issue or any news item that you want to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The Pentagon, as well as British Ministry of Defense, are hyping that they need to fully take over not just the surveillance of the web, they're already doing that, but the full infrastructure to protect us from a cyber attack that's going to be as big as Pearl Harbor. And you can just see them getting ready for that, to launch a staged attack to take over the web. We've got Scientific American magazine, very prestigious, says kill more babies to save the Earth. That's what Bill Gates says. He says we've got to get rid of people to lower the Earth's carbon footprint because carbon dioxide is so deadly. We'll get into the latest election news, economic news. It's all coming up after this quick break. And your phone calls, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com. Stay with us.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com.
This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to homegain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to homegain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's homegain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Max Kaiser in the third hour with his once-a-month scheduled visit will be popping in. We're going to have open phones throughout the full transmission. We've got Bill Still of the film The Secret of Oz joining us. He's just going to pop in for about 30 minutes because I want to find out about how his film is doing, because I got word that he's going to be addressing the London School of Economics. Doesn't get any more high-level globalist than that. And it's going to be airing on Sky News over in England. So just amazing information on that front. Everything we've covered in the last few decades, and many people before I came along 15 years ago, is really now having an effect. People are really ready to listen and hear the truth. So he'll be popping in for about 30 minutes coming up in the next hour. But we're going to go to Aaron, David, John, Wilson, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Here's what I'm going to do. Let me just read some of the headlines here, and then I'm going to go back over all of this later in the broadcast. But here's some economic news here in this stack. In throes of recession, D.C. stands apart. That's out of the Washington Times. Throughout the recession, one major city stood out as an oasis for jobs and growth. Washington, D.C., it's also an oasis, oasis for high price hookers. Believe me, I've been on the streets of D.C. and in Georgetown and seen it. You wonder where the flowers of your local community have gone? Well, they're not in Los Angeles producing pornography or in the nation's topless bars dotting the country. They're in D.C., mainly servicing the Democrats. If it's male prostitutes, Republicans, in my research, on average, because they're so Christian and conservative. Throughout the recession, one major city stood out as an oasis for jobs and growth, Washington, D.C. Supported by a gusher of federal borrowing and spending, the District of Columbia was the nation's only metropolitan area that never stopped growing. It's like the center of the cancer. It's where the metastasization grew from, that in Lower Manhattan. It stood as a beacon for the nation's millions of job hunters, from recent college graduates seeking careers in civil service to well-heeled lawyers cashing in on a bonanza of work stemming from health care and financial reform. Being the center of government, Washington is used to being insulated from national economic trends. But the disconnect became particularly pronounced during the Great Recession, thanks to the federal government's own expansionary response. And it just goes over all of that information. So the main tumor is growing nicely. I've got an old Chihuahua, 13 years old, and she's got this big tumor getting bigger and bigger on her chest, and they say it's benign, it's fatty, she's real healthy, but the vet says don't cut it out because it's got blood vessels tied into it and it could hurt her worse than help her. But it may get bigger and bigger, and I've seen dogs dragging tumors along. You know, they're almost as big as the dog, and the way it's growing, you know, in a year or so, it'll be half as big as the dog, and that's kind of how it works. Imagine if tumors had SWAT teams to protect them. Oh, that's what tyranny is. Oh, you don't like us sucking you dry. You don't like the tumor. Well, we have some armed thugs coming for you. The number one U.S. export to China is waste paper and scrap metal. Federal Reserve announcing that they are going to accelerate aggressive quantitative easing or dollar devaluation, just more confirmations of that. The IMF chief warns of recovery in peril and says, be sure and, you know, we will agree to this new global organization. We want to try to stop the currency war. When the G20, headed up by the IMF and World Bank, has already announced last year and this year, they are orchestrating the concerted currency devaluation. Coordinated currency devaluation. I mean, that's been announced over and over again. But they think you're so dumb, they're like, oh, look, the currencies are being devalued. Oh, we better get more power and then we'll save you from it. Oh, the terrorists are going to attack the computers. The government better take the whole system over. And then the government openly says, and by the way, we're going to censor people that criticize us. Oh, we're going to take the web over to protect you from terrorists, and we're going to censor it while we're at it. Oh, we're going to set up a world government to control all the major currencies to stop currency devaluation, even though we publicly ordered it. And the average good old boy will sit around with their buddies at lunch day and go, I hope the IMF gets this currency situation handled. Don't worry, they're a lot smarter than we are, Bill. Yeah, I'm glad there's experts up there that care about me. You know, yuppies, I've noticed, they always feel like they're part of the establishment. You'll hear them talking at the gym or a restaurant, and they talk, you know, they'll repeat what they read in the newspaper, some boiled down third grade level mindless pap like it's genius information. And they'll, yeah, the Federal Reserve knows what they're doing. They're going to take care of us. Don't worry. IMF chief warns recovery in peril. Oh. Homeowners in limbo. Mortgage mess means delays for those facing foreclosure. Yeah, because the corrupt courts still understand that when a bank's trying to take a house they don't even own, or where no money's owed, or where they don't even have the deed, or two or three banks are trying to foreclose on the same house, the courts are saying, wait a minute, stop the presses. I'm not going to get a judicial complaint on myself. I'm not going to get removed from the bench. I'm not going to get arrested down the road. You got to fix this. And they go, oh, we're going to fix it. They've already passed the law in the House, and Obama has pocket vetoed it, meaning he's parked it till after the election. Didn't fully veto it, just said, send it back to me in a month. And the Congress said, you bet we will. And it says they can take anybody's house anytime they want with no evidence, no paperwork, no nothing. I mean, and you think you're going to complain? They're going to roll out microwave beams and paramilitary cops with IQs of about 75 that think it's tough to kill people. Now, millions have taken over the streets of France and Spain and Greece, and the cops are trying to stop them, and they can't. Many police are actually joining them. But see, the French and the Greeks, they don't drink sodium fluoride and eat GMO all day. They don't drink aspartame-laden foods. That's why, in major studies, Americans' IQs are 10 to 15 to 20 points lower than they were just 20 years ago. Not our education level, our IQs. People can't get angry in this country, most of them, unless you were predisposed genetically and hormonally to already be highly aggressive. And, you know, just like some cockroaches are immune to certain poisons, you know, more and more I realize people that can get angry, it's because they are not as affected as badly by the chemical warfare the eugenics were all under. Oh, I know, that's kooky, even though I have literally thousands of government documents admitting it. And again, the government had to shoot black people up with syphilis and little kids in Guatemala and radiate 4,000-plus foster children to death in the U.S. during radiation experiments and ship a million ampules of blood out that had HIV in it and factor VIII, knowing it'd kill everybody that took it. But they wouldn't drug our water. No, just most women by 30 have their hair falling out. They got breast cancer. Their thyroid shutting down. Everything's fine. Keep drinking bisphenol A. You know Barbara Walters would tell you on The View if there was a problem. You know that Bill O'Reilly would tell you. Bill O'Reilly says, take your flu shot. Doesn't matter if it's in the news every day. Here's the Mail newspaper. Experts admit swine flu may cause deadly nerve disease. Like I need them to tell me that. It says it on the stinking insert. Read the, Alex Jones, he's a kook. He's a nut. Or Alex Jones is a genius. How does he know all this stuff? I don't know. I can go into Walgreens and ask for the insert for the seasonal flu and the H1N1 shot, now combined, and I can read it on the back. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy. It can cause periodic or permanent convulsions. They call that epilepsy. I mean, if you want epilepsy, if you want narcolepsy, if you want to go to sleep while you're driving down the highway and lose your trucking license, get a flu shot. Hey, if you want to die of an autoimmune disease with blood running out every orifice, go take a Gardasil shot. You might pull the lucky number and might not get sick. Or you might just have bloody sores pop out all over you, but your body fights it off. Hell, you want to take a genetically engineered cancer virus? That's what it is. Oh, it's a weakened, attenuated papilloma cancer virus. Yeah, let's take that. By the way, I've read the stinking insert on air. I've shown the stinking insert on TV. Gardasil says on the insert it doesn't protect you from papilloma viruses. There's hundreds and hundreds of variants, new mutations every year. And it says it might protect you depending on which shot from 4 or 6, but it says it's not even proven it'll do that. But let's take something that killed people in the trial. Okay, I said I'd cover news. I said I'd cover news, and I said I'd take your calls, and I'm not doing that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all know what this is really about. A Scientific American with a totally disgusting article, and I say boycott it. And that's not censorship. If I called for shutting down Scientific American, that would be censorship. No. No, I have my free speech to say boycott Scientific American. Something happened 2 months ago. I'm sure a lot of you noticed that listen to this show or who follow the news, period. The UN and the 1010 Project and Al Gore and George Soros, they all announced that they're no longer going to even call it global warming or climate change. They're just going to cut to the chase and say there's too many people. And that's why we're going to have carbon taxes, is to shut down human activity. Well, they came right out and said, they actually said kill babies. So see, now it's like, what, you're not hip and cool? Everybody knows it's cool to get flu shots, Gardasil shots, and have all sorts of illnesses. Everybody knows it's cool to kill babies. I mean, what kind of weirdo are you? You don't want to kill babies? But the CPS has got to take everybody else's baby for no reason because they care so much about the babies.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing ClipHanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. ClipHanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, ClipHanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, ClipHanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with ClipHanger. ClipHanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your ClipHanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing ClipHanger and the ClipHanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your ClipHanger today.
Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 18th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.6410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.9954, $6.9977 for a half ounce, and $3.4989 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.6410, $6.9977, and $3.4989.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Yeah. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah.
And I saw Sheriff John Brown.
All of a sudden, I saw Sheriff John Brown came in to shoot me down.
So, what'd he do?
So I shot the sound.
In self-defense. I think we're pretty...
If I am guilty,
pretty restrained here on this broadcast. We're calling for nonviolence, but we are being assaulted by the military-industrial pharmacological crime syndicate. They are now all over the news, teaching public school children from Australia to the U.S. when they should die, when their carbon allotment runs out. They teach children, of course, with TV ads and ads before movie theater showings, that the teacher will murder you if you don't accept their carbon taxes. And now they're out in the open, Scientific American, saying kill people, abort babies. That will lower the carbon footprint. That's what Bill Gates says. That is coming up. And I want to play a clip we never played before. I saw this years ago on the Dick Cavett Show, 1975. Where some trendy, you know, lady in New York is like, oh, what are we going to do? Women's activism, overpopulation. And you'll see what John Lennon had to say to her. But that's coming up after I take calls and I'm going to get into the economy. Got a bunch of guests coming up today as well. Aaron in Wisconsin, you're on the air, Aaron. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Thank you, Alex. First, I'd like to start by thanking you for everything you do. You're definitely a beacon of hope for everyone in this country, and I feel we'd be lost without you.
Well, dittos to you, Aaron. So what's on your mind? Thank you.
Well, I would like to first point out that Ground Zero, if you look in the dictionary before 9/11, it only meant the area below or above a nuclear detonation. And Dmitry Kalazov, who was part of the Soviet nuclear arms program, has come out stating that all three buildings on the day of 9/11 were brought down by many nuclear demolition bombs below each of the three buildings in the World Trade Center.
Well, I know that I've seen some major physics journals in England who got, you know, the publicly available readings, and that they did pick up isotopes associated with small nuclear detonations.
Yeah, I believe it's tritium.
Yep.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
And if I can continue, I would like to know, obviously, if you've heard specifically about Dmitry Kalazov's nuclear demolition theory.
Yes, I have, and I meant to get him on years ago, and it fell through the cracks. How do you spell his name again?
I can spell it for you right now. It's Dmitry, D-I-M, I-T-R-I, and his last name is the more complicated one. It's K-H-A-L-E-Z-O-V.
All right, we'll work on getting him on. Anything else, Aaron?
No, I just think it's really important because I believe the 9/11 workers, if this is the case, really need to know where their sickness is coming from, and we can maybe finally get justice for what happened. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's coming from the asbestos and all the mercury and the government telling them, hey, it's safe. No breathing apparatus needed. Same thing with the core exit in the Gulf. Same thing at Exxon Valdez. Oh, Obama says there's no health problems and it's safe, so everything's okay because he loves us. He cares about us so much, just like those Guatemalan children injected with syphilis. They care. They do care. They care about killing you. They enjoy it. David in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, David. Thanks. I'm sorry, Alex. Sorry, bud.
Hey, buddy, go ahead. Welcome.
I wanted to ask you, did you know that your part two from the Money Bomb special video is removed from your website? I've tried checking it, and I can't see it. I can't find it. I'm thinking they removed it because they don't want people to know what really happened to the family that they had their baby taken away.
The part two is removed?
Yeah. I already clicked Watch Now, MP4, and WMV, and MP3. They all removed your part two video.
Why does it say it's removed?
Well, it shows part one, and it just starts part one all over.
Well, I'll tell you this. There are groups sworn to take down the Alex Jones channel, one channel now with 70 million views, just in the last few years, and We're going to file a counterclaim today. Remember the... Well, I'll talk about it when we come back, but I'm going to look at it. Guys, get Dave on the phone right now from the Alex Jones Channel. Just go ahead and call him for me. Thank you. And we'll try to find out what's going on with that. But there is an attack on the Alex Jones Channel going on. and they're attempting to file all sorts of false claims against it right now. It'll just bring more attention on us if they're able to do it. God will turn their attack into something good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calbin 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calbin Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean, as well as support InfoWars. Visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed on Double Your Dirt Back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, just briefly getting back to the Alex Jones YouTube channel. We've actually got about eight channels with a total of about 110 million views just on our channels, counting other channels and films, conservatively over 200 million views. Just in the last 2 years on YouTube alone. That's 200 million people that have watched the clip from start to finish. I mean, that's devastating. We reach millions every day on the radio show, millions on the websites, millions of people been reached by folks buying the DVDs, making copies, giving them to people, airing them on access television, having public showings. This is how the grassroots is having a big effect and overpowering the mainstream media and discrediting them to the point of they're now openly pushing for censorship and control of the web and shutting down our speech. It's being called for over the weekend by more than 20 publications, specifically calling to shut down Glenn Beck and myself. And whether you love Glenn Beck or hate him, he doesn't deserve to be shut down and have his free speech taken. So, bottom line, they go in and they file fake complaints constantly, and then we just have to put filings in, and then it bumps it up to basically to where it's about to go to federal court, and we say, okay, we're ready to go to court, sign the affidavits, And they put all sorts of fake claims in just continually. But that's okay. It doesn't make us mad. That's what happens when people want to shut you down. That's what happens when you have an effect. You know, they've trained us as Americans to be decadent and think, somebody's attacking me, or somebody's criticizing me, or somebody's censoring me. I'll just give up. You know, I'm sick of this. No, I'm like, okay, this comes with the territory. I mean, I have scratched and clawed and climbed my way up from absolutely nowhere, thanks to our listener support, to the point of we have a platform counting internet, films, and the radio show every day that conservatively reaches around 3.5 million people. And a lot of them are new people every day. And so I'm not going to give up. Now, I said I'm taking your phone calls, and I have a bunch of key news we're also going to be getting into here in just a moment. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Yes, great show. Just two quick points. 2006 Mexican presidential election, from what I researched, was contested by López Obrador. And what he did is he created a parallel government, gaining the support of a lot of the independent cartels. And, of course, the Zetas are more of an arm of the Mexican current government. And if you notice, the drug war started.
More than that, I want to back up everything you just said.
Yes,
it's clear that Calderon did steal the election. Yes. You know, even mainline political analysts looked at, he probably won by, we're talking 15 points from the numbers I saw. I mean, they stole it in regions, not just for him, but the party he's part of. By numbers of higher than 15%, and he did start a parallel government. And this is what's happening in Mexico, is a war between the Mexican government, backed up by the U.S. trained and J.P. Morgan Chase backed, literally Los Zetas. And we had 6 years ago, before all this really kicked off, Celi Castillo and others on who'd worked with the DEA. He was actually the head of the DEA down in Latin America, saying all of this was coming. And so, yes, it's a civil war slash depression slash just crime wave. But I just wanted to back up what you're saying is completely accurate. Please continue.
Yes. And I've been doing the research, you know, for been with the show about 12 years. And what I've been trying to push through the media is that point that it is a civil war. We need to address that first, and then we can properly, you know, send in whatever troops we need to reinforce the border. Now, the second issue, like you always reaffirm, is we do need to run for, the Texas House is what I do plan on running for in 2012 against the corrupt Donna Dukes. And indictments are what I would like to go after as far as her and Kirk Watson sticking a toll road through my district, where they could have upgraded 973, which runs parallel with this toll road. And now that they have toll road in place, they can't upgrade 973.
No, that's what they do. They take the money for existing roads, they build toll roads, or they get around the federal law against tolling and the state law against tolling existing roads, and they restripe them like they're about to do MOPAC, and it's just completely illegal. And the legislature has said no. The people have said no. We've all said stop it, and they don't care because they're bought and paid for by multinationals like Centra of Spain and Zachary of Australia.
So I do... do a grassroots, I guess, type of campaign. Donna Dukes has never really been challenged, and the way I want to go about it is to run against her as a Democrat, because the Democrat will always win that district, and hopefully if I get in place, I can help your fight as far as putting some of these guys in prison.
Well, it's not my fight. It's your fight, too, brother. We're all in this together.
You have a good one.
Well, thank you, John. Let me know when you run for office. We'd like to see more about your campaign. God bless. Great points. Yeah, we've been talking about the civil war in Mexico even before it kicked off. And basically, in Mexico, it was kind of a free-for-all. The big mega banks and the top 20 or so rich families that run it controlled the telecoms, the roads, the oil, the water, the plantations, and that's what those farms are down there, and the people that work on them are basically serf slaves. They call them peons or peones, and it's just another form of slavery going on, and the population's more than doubled in the last 30 years. People are angry, and so the decision was made, and we called this before it happened, to start a war down there against the other cartels and regional leaders who weren't paying their cut into major U.S. and globalist banks. Because it was drugs. Drugs is a $500 million a year industry just out of Mexico alone. The heroin, the cocaine, the marijuana, and other things. not to mention prescription drugs. That's even bigger, but that's quasi-legal slash illegal. But the issue here is that they're trying to set up a total monopoly over that $500 billion. And there are a lot of poor people in Mexico. The only job they can have is in the drug trade. And so they're not giving up their wealth. And now it's a war of attrition. Who can be the most dastardly? Who can be the most ruthless? Who can be the most murderous? Who can terrorize the others better? And so it's getting worse and worse and worse. Great points, John. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, Alex. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to say the money bomb was amazing. Like, that much information and different information coming out for that long straight with us. Very intriguing. But I just have two quick questions. I just wanted to ask, I was watching Ron Paul's debate yesterday for the senator.
Rand Paul, and, yeah.
Yes, Rand Paul. And I was just curious, why have you never had Rand Paul on the show, and would you have him on the show?
Well, we've had Rand Paul on, but I have chosen, I'm just going to leave it at this, I have chosen not to have Rand on because they ran TV ads in Kentucky against him with clips of my show. And they have tried to demonize him through my show. So I just haven't attempted to get him on the show. I'll just leave it at that. So there's your answer.
Well, that's great. That's great. At least he's, I'm connected with you. And our last question. I watch PBS now sometimes. And they talk about evolution. I know that's a theory. I just want to hear what you believe about that. And that's all.
Thank you so much, Wilson. Let me cover the Rand Paul situation briefly, and then I'll get into your evolution question briefly, because we could spend 100 hours on that alone. Here's the headline. McClatchy's making a big deal out of this. Rand Paul refuses to shake hands with opponent Conway after debate. This was the fourth of five debates. Conway, just total slimeball. I mean, and he's about 14, 15, 11. I mean, the polls run the gamut. From 11 points to 15 points, Rand Paul's set to win. But there's a lot of election corruption in every state in the union, and Kentucky is no different. A lot of great people there. Rand is probably going to win. I've talked to Ron Paul on air and off air about his view, but it is going to be a lot closer than you think. Ron Paul has said on air and off air to me that they are really pulling out all the stops to try to defeat Rand. They already had the neocons try to run the other guy against him. It was pro bailout and the rest of it. They already tried to lie about him. They already had Dick Cheney come out against him. They've done everything they can to beat Rand. And that's the certification right there that he's the real deal. Now the Democrats have claimed he's not a doctor. He is a doctor on record, graduated school. In fact, a very prestigious eye doctor. Incredible lies. They claimed he kidnapped a woman and made her do drugs. Turned out it was none of that was true. It was a big frat party at Baylor up here just a few miles north of me in central Texas. Well, to be technical, about 100 miles north of here. It turned out that wasn't true. They said that he was against the Civil Rights Act. When you can watch him on Matt Al's show, and she says, "Do you want to get rid of the Civil Rights Act?" And he's like, "I can't hear you." "Yes, yes, I can hear you now. Do you want to get rid of the Civil Rights Act?" "No." And they took that and had him say, "Yes, yes, I can hear you." And even though 5 seconds later he said, "No, I'm not for getting rid of it," that was another hoax. And so this creature that he is running against, that Rand Paul is running against, continued to say, "I question your Christianity. Why were you part of a fraternity that made fun of Christ?" Knowing there's a lot of Bible Belt people there in Kentucky, which he didn't do anything to Christ. He's a Christian on record. He's anti-abortion. But some Christians will say, "I don't care if the other guy's pro-abortion, kill babies. I don't like it that he supposedly, made fun of the Aqua Buddha when he was reportedly in college 20-something years ago, or almost 30 years ago. So it's just a complete distraction and diversion. And he continued in the debates. I wasn't even going to give it any attention today, but you brought it up. But I've watched parts of it. Just like, well, you're kidnapping women, Rand. Well, you're tying them up. Well, you're making fun of Jesus. And Rand said, Jack, have you no decency? Have you no shame? Paul asked Conway during the fourth of five scheduled debates between Kentucky's U.S. Senate candidates. Conway is desperate. And look for them 2 days before the election to claim Rand has dead bodies buried in his backyard. I mean, literally. They're going to say anything to try to beat him, and they're playing dirty pool everywhere to get that done. But I'm done talking about that subject because I've got some other things I want to get to here in a moment and then your calls. But on the subject of evolution, I get bashed by both sides. And people are intellectually dishonest. They never listen to what I actually say. They build straw men and twist what I've said. Because I see the articles and radio shows and, you know, things that have been sent to me about my stance on evolution. I believe it's a red herring. Okay? In fact, I know it's a red herring. And again, it's a very complex issue. It's just like the rapture. The rapture is clearly, a five-year-old could read this and understand it. Clearly, and again, from just covering people's religious beliefs. I'm a Christian, but the show is secular. It isn't about religion, okay? But just as an anthropologist covering religion, like if I was covering a group of pygmies who worship rocks, who are animist, okay, I'm you know, it's kind of like when I cover Bohemian Grove and the world leaders go there and engage in neo-pagan black magic rituals. People say, oh, you're a nut. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in rituals. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in it or not. I mean, are there people who engage in Satanism? Whether Satan's real or not, are there people that have satanic rituals? Yes. Are there people, whether you believe in Allah or not, and the Prophet Muhammad or not, is there a place called Mecca in Saudi Arabia? Do they march around the Kaaba? Is there a religion that's got a billion, 300 million adherents centered in and around Mecca? Yes, that exists. Is there a religion of Christianity called Catholicism, Roman Catholics? You know, in Rome, is there a city within the city? Is there St. Peter's Basilica? Yes, and there's over a billion Catholics. Okay, so Catholics exist, Muslims exist, Buddhists exist, clearly a guy named Buddha exists, clearly a guy named Jesus Christ exists. So to have this debate, I'm trying to very simply communicate with my critics. Atheists don't want to hear about Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove because they laugh and say the devil doesn't exist. Well, that whether that's true or not, world leaders getting together and getting naked in a giant tub of horse manure and urinating on each other and worshiping Lucifer and doing mock human sacrifices and being inducted into a Luciferian cult. I mean, would you have somebody babysit your child that did that? I mean, even if the devil doesn't exist, bathing in horse manure, being urinated on. I mean, I'm sorry to talk about this. This is what they admit goes on. This is admitted. This is New York Observer, ABC News. You know, they made a movie, The Good Shepherd, about it. You know, with Matt Damon and Robert De Niro produced it. All historical, and it's got them in the manure pie, you know, being urinated on. I mean, that's what goes on, okay? They get in coffins and do sexual things, homosexual things. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, whether the devil exists or not, these people believe the devil's real and they're wallowing around in feces, okay? Now, that's who a bunch of your presidents and CIA directors are. And this isn't Rand Paul at a frat party where some people are smoking marijuana, you know, when he's 20 years old and making jokes about Aqua Buddha, okay? That's a silly fraternity. In a thing, you know, built by British Intel money in 1832, that's a mausoleum. And they grave rob and steal bones like Geronimo's bones, and they worship them. Let me tell you, these are some fruitcakes. It's very accurate in his movie, The Good Shepherd, where it shows the guy dressed up as Satan with a skull mask and a crown on. That's how the devil dresses there. He's a king. and they ask Lucifer, they ask the devil, make me a king like you. You know, I want power over the earth. Okay? And you notice they're getting power. So whether you believe in the devil or not, the devil believes in you. These people, whether the devil's real or not, just as an academic question, they believe in the devil and they are manifesting do as thou wilt, dominate, enslave, kill. They also worship pirates in the Skull and Bones facilities, because it's chapter 322. They're all over the world. As German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt wrote in his book, Men and Powers, A Political Retrospective, he says, you know, we have our own groves, our own tombs, but my favorite is in California. So if you say you're a Christian, you should at least read Revelation, because it says after the devil comes in, takes over, gets defeated, then the dead in Christ rise. Then people are raptured, and then Christ comes back to the earth with the living and establishes his kingdom. So I think about, if you're just actually studying the religion, I think about the issue of evolution the way I think about the issue of the rapture, and I'll explain that when we come back after this break.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
Oh, just interesting program factoid. Over 200,000 people in the 27 hours clicked and loaded the free video stream that we had up Thursday and Friday for the 27-hour Money Bomb show. Not just the normal hundreds of thousands that get the free podcast, 300,000 every day, or the roughly quarter million that click on the streams every day, the free streams, but an additional 200,000, and that's conservative, in that 27 hours clicked on the video. But a lot of folks probably clicked on it a few times or reloaded it, so let's say 100,000 people. Your estimation, watch the free video stream. And it only cost us $3,000. I was worried that it would cost more, but that's pretty good. 200,000 people loaded the video and watched it. Probably 100,000 if you cut it in half total, with people reloading it. But it would do pretty good. We would watch it here and it would stay connected for 10 hours. Then it started getting jittery and people could reconnect to it. But that's exciting. Big success there. I want to thank everybody for watching the 27 hours of all those amazing guests. Lou Dobbs, George Norrie. The list went on and on. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Gerald Celente, Dr. Stan Monteith. I kind of went off down a rabbit trail into the fact that atheists won't even look at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove. Every time their default answer, including atheists I met on the street, is, hey, Alex, you're a kook. You believe in the devil. That Bohemian Grove stuff. And I'm like, well, I mean, even if you don't believe in the devil, the world leaders they believe in it. Isn't that important? They're like, oh, you made that up. It's like they're just totally blind to any type of weirdness going on. And then on the other hand, I've studied the whole situation with the rapture, and it's only been around the last 150 years. It's the biggest cop-out for Christians. We would have never had a revolutionary war with this type of Christianity. Just God will handle it, lay down, you know, don't get involved, don't speak up, because we're all going to be raptured. In Nazi Germany, Christians thought they were going to be raptured. In communist China under Mao, when he was killing millions of Christians, they thought they were going to be raptured, on record. They just always think they're going to be raptured, and that's not the story of the Bible. That's not what happens over and over again. Countries go, how many times did Israel go into bondage because they turned away from God? How many times did the prophets, Jeremiah and others, say, you're going to go into bondage, you become decadent? He came riding over the hill and said, you know, the enemy's 5 miles away, one of the prophets, I'm going from memory, and they were still laughing at him. And then the Persian army, or was it the Babylonian, I know they were captured by both, came marching over the hill, and they were like, it's this denial. But even if you just take the Bible as a history lesson, you know, what happened there is repeated over and over again. But separately on the issue of evolution, who has exposed evolution? I mean, whether evolution is real or not, that's not the debate for me. The point is, Darwin came up with it. His entire family then developed the theory of eugenics. Galton, the inventor of it, was, of course, his cousin. And they are still the chief families today. They're married into the Huxleys and just the whole group that are pushing that it's their right to kill us because it's survival of the fittest. No matter how brutal they are, how bad they are, the fact that they're in power shows that it's their right to do it via social Darwinism. And the robber barons were big into social Darwinism, you know, going back 120 years ago, they promoted eugenics because it rationalized everything they were doing. Okay? And so they've made it a debate, an anti-Christian or even anti-religious debate, by saying Christians say the earth is 6,000 years old, and then they try to go show evidence that it's not, that it's, you know, billions of years old. And there's no debate in the Bible about all this. And the Bible in Genesis has genetic engineering, you know, all this stuff going on in it. If you just read it, it's amazing. Revelations is amazing. So we allow them to build straw men dealing with Christianity and then have big fights about it. Now as for the way the theory of evolution, the way it's been pushed, has been proven to be a fraud. Because they now admit things just suddenly change. So my whole issue is, no, I don't believe in evolution. But I also don't believe in what many of the churches teach. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to finish up on evolution and then try to get to some more of your calls. Our next guest, Bill Still, is only on for two segments, so we'll get to everybody that's there holding. I just wanted to get him on about the huge success of his documentary film, The Secret of Oz, that we, by the way, sell at InfoWars.com and is having a huge effect. In fact, will you guys grab me a copy of that so I can show viewers? I know it was here in my stack, but I think I've taken it out. But finishing up with evolution, here's my issue. The theory of evolution was created by people that developed the idea of eugenics, and that itself predates even evolution by 50-plus years, with Malthus, you know, saying we need to basically put diseases out in the major cities like London and Paris to wipe out the poor people, and they're killing the earth, and the world will be overpopulated by 1900, and we'll all die. Same stuff Ehrlich and the rest of them, like John P. Holdren, you know, have written over and over again. In the 70s, they said we'd all be dead by 2000, or, you know, we'd have an ice age, or the sea levels would have risen by 2010, and every coastal city would have been flooded. So all of that is going on. But here's one example of how they try to set up science, which is its own religion, and its main tenet is eugenics, as one monolithic idea, and then play it off against Christianity as if Christianity is unscientific. And then Christians take it as a tenet to just fight all day about evolution and play along with this mind game. But I mean, here's an example. Scientists until the 1980s, when Shoemaker, in fact, Google Shoemaker-Levy comet. I forget the exact year it broke up into a whole bunch of pieces and hit Saturn and blew holes in Saturn's gas atmosphere larger than the Earth. Each piece was just blasting huge giant holes in the planet. One of those comet pieces, it broke into hundreds of pieces, but I think it was seven big pieces that hit the planet and blew holes bigger than the Earth. Until then, they believed that mega asteroids or comet fragments that could kill most life on Earth were hitting every 500 million, every 100 million. They debated that. 500 million, 100 million. Shoemaker-Levy, and since then other asteroids they've discovered, comets, now scientists have gone, actually looks like it's every 10,000 that big ones hit that really cause problems, every 100,000 asteroids hit that would basically shut down all civilization and kill most humans, a.k.a. the dinosaurs. When did Shoemaker-Levy comet hit Saturn? 1994, okay, in July. Maybe we can find a photo of Saturn being hit by the Shoemaker-Levy comet. And then they discovered another comet that was going to hit a planet later. But the issue here is just that discovery of the Shoemaker-Levy comet found by amateur astronomers or semi-amateur out in, New Mexico. Just that discovery totally changed. And now with satellites, they're able to look at many of the mountain ranges and many of the areas around the world. And it turns out there are giant meteor impact zones everywhere. They were just so big, especially in places like Germany, far away from any mountain ranges. There'll be these circular mountain ranges, and they go in and test the soil, and they find the different isotopes from those giant nickel or stone or iron meteors that are coming in. So it's clear, all of the scientists that say they know exactly how old the Earth is and exactly when asteroids are going to hit and exactly the true age of the Earth, they don't know. And some Baptist preacher out in the middle of nowhere, they don't know either. We just know that this planet's got a lot more interesting history than we've been told. I know in my gut, my heart, God's real. I've experienced it. And I know everything in Revelations is starting to come true, and I'm a Christian. But I'm not going to get in the briar patch. I'm not going to get in the tar baby here of debating this. These scientists don't know what they're talking about, and these preachers don't either.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones asking you for a minute of your time to tell you about soap. Not detergents, but good old-fashioned pure soap made by the Calbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company. My family, staff, friends, and radio listeners are constantly telling me how much they love these products for bath, hair, laundry, and dishes. There is nothing like these factory-direct, big-money-saving, triple-concentrated soaps anywhere. Get a free detailed catalog by calling 800-340-7091 or see them online at 5starsoap.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to the owner of 5 Star Soap, Marty Schachter, and see what he has to say.
As founder and owner for over 63 years, people keep asking me, how's business? I'm happy to say our business is going down the drain. Call us at 1-800-340-7091. Visit our website, 5starsoap.com, for buying a 1 to 2 month soap sampler. Thank you.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lung system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into this key report. Scientific American says kill more babies to save Earth, PrisonPlanet.com. It's just outrageous how they're coming right out in the open and saying none of this has anything to do with the environment. We just want to get rid of people. Now they're being very, very honest about it. And I want to play a clip of John Lennon, a video clip later, where he basically exposes population, overpopulation as a fraud. We've also got John, Billy, Jeff, Dan, Luke, and others. We're going to get to all of you. But I was driving in this morning listening to Joyce Riley's show on 1330 AM, an affiliate that also carries our show. And I, heard Bill Still, who also directed Money Masters, a excellent 3-hour plus 2-DVD set that we sell at Infowars.com. And you know all about the Federal Reserve and the bankers, but the general public doesn't. And they're now wanting to learn. They're now wanting to understand fiat currencies and how the central bankers have this power for themselves and use it as a tool to inflate. So now what's old news to you is new news to others. And that's why we carry both of his films, The Money Masters, and the newest one, The Secret of Oz, Solutions for a Broken Economy. And it just shows how getting the video, giving it to somebody, can cause a chain reaction. Because I didn't know that a year or so ago I had Bill Still on, and I said, well, you know that the Wizard of Oz movie was a popular play in and around the time of the establishment of the Federal Reserve, and that the ruby slippers were silver and the yellow brick road was the gold, and how the banksters are behind the curtain. I mean, because I have a book on it. I know it's a fact. I mean, my parents told me about it when I was a kid. Since then, I've read the original play. And he's like, no, you're kidding. He goes out, finds out it's true, goes and makes a movie about it, and now it's going to be on Sky Television. That's the News Corp branch of Fox in England and Europe. He's going to be addressing the London School of Economics, doesn't get any more Keynesian or globalist than that, coming up next week. He's been invited there. They're flying him there. And you're like, well, man, that's pretty New World Order. Why are they calling him there? Because they understand people are awake. And they also understand there's a debate about whether the new currency is going to be gold-backed or nationally run and fiat. And people call me and get confused. They go, well, you have Ron Paul and Andrew Napolitano and others on, and other economists who are for a partially gold-backed. Then you have Bill Still on, who is against that. You know, why are you having both ideas? That's the whole point. It's about you making a decision for yourself. It's about us having a national debate about this. People have asked me, well, why are you carrying this film, you know, that calls for the government to have a fiat system? Because there have been successful fiat systems when the Congress controls it, when the government controls it, and doesn't let private bankers control it. In fact, did we ever find that Thomas Jefferson quote about if we ever allow central banks to control the issuance of currency and credit, our children will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered? They did print it. It's already been hidden here in the stack. It doesn't matter. I'll just pull it up on Google for myself and read it later. But that's why I've got him on, because it's an example of the effect we're having and where all of this is going. And we're here to educate people about how the monetary system works, and then we elect the representatives under the Constitution who then decide on the monetary system. And the Constitution is very clear about what type of monetary system we have. But regardless, this film exposes the banksters like none other. It's available at Infowars.com. Bill, congratulations on your success.
Well, thank you very much. No, the London School of Economics is not flying me there. I've just been asked to attend a lecture by a Spanish professor of economics, Jesus Herta de Sota, whose topic is the ineffectiveness of the fractional reserve system. This is in the core institution that's promoted fractional reserve lending for hundreds of years. So monetary reformers in England tipped me off to this and asked if I would go. And I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to be over there anyway. I'm giving the keynote speech at the Bromsgrove Monetary Reform Conference that Friday night.
And okay, well, I apologize, Bill. I only heard about 5 minutes of it, and that's what it sounded like to me. But specifically, and I did hear you say it's also going to air on national television, or did I get that wrong, too?
No, the Sky News is sending a crew out to film my keynote speech at Bromsgrove on Friday night, and then they're going to play the entire film on Sky News that weekend. And I've given them permission to do that. In addition, the film, I've also signed a deal for the film to be played on the new Right Network, which is just coming up on Verizon Cable.
Very exciting. So bottom line, the film is really breaking out there and having a big effect.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, this is the Bromsgrove Conference has been going on for 14 years, and we've never had any media coverage at all, much less a TV crew, much less a national TV crew. So the bottom line is, you know, their various machinations are not working, and so people are looking around for, well, you know, maybe one of these other answers is correct.
Well, that's the key, is not letting the banksters engineer the collapse and then offer us their solution a open world government that we pay our carbon taxes and VAT taxes to, we had better get an alternative out there and in front of the people now, and you're doing that. But I think the most exciting thing is not that you were invited to attend this or that you're speaking at that big conference or that the TV crew's coming, but that they're going to air your film on national television.
Yeah, that turns it from, you know, maybe 10,000 people watching it to 10 million people watching it. That's an entirely different kettle of fish.
Well, it's amazing, and I do have the quote here. They had brought it to me. It's quotation, Thomas Jefferson from Encyclopedia Britannica. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around it will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that the banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power shall be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs, and that's what you're calling for.
I couldn't say it any better myself. That's exactly right. The issuing power is the most sovereign responsibility of a sovereign nation. That's what makes a sovereign nation sovereign, is that they did not give that their money power over to the banks. That's the very definition of sovereignty.
Well, congratulations. The film is available discounted at InfoWars.com. When you get it, you can get the other documentary he made discounted, The Money Masters. And again, all of you out there probably know as much about this as I do, or in many cases even as much as Mr. Still. Your friends, your family, your neighbors don't. And now is the time to get this issue out front and center.
Well, if I could go into the three or four great misconceptions that you see on TV every day, that might be a place to start this conversation.
That probably is a good place, and we're going to get into that briefly with you. But I wanted to throw out another question. First, Bill, I heard you this morning talking about the fact that you're seeing a huge awakening take place. Everybody else I talked to, because I was pessimistic a decade ago, is incredibly positive. I mean, there is a giant awakening happening.
That's right. Yeah, America is the sleeping giant. We might let ourselves get run over for a time, but eventually when our backs are to the wall, you know, they're messing with the wrong country.
That's what history clearly shows. Let's continue with the main misconceptions you see on television.
Well, the first one is, and you see this from politicians all the time, including, what's the name of that guy, that British politician who's very conservative, very popular, who's on Fox all the time?
Hannon?
Now? Excuse me?
Hannon?
Yeah, Hannon. I saw him last night, and he's a great guy, and he says everything right except on the money issue. And he said this last night, and that's that they're going to have, enforce significant spending reductions, austerity, as a cure to this. Austerity is not going to work. Why? Because do you know what the discretionary spending of the entire U.S. congressional budget is every year? It's only $500 billion. That's all they're fighting about. Bridges, roads, all this stuff, it's only $500 billion. And yet, do you know what the interest payments alone on the national debt will be at the end of the Obama administration? That's $1 trillion. So, but that's the 800-pound gorilla sitting in the corner that nobody will talk about.
Exactly. They're hailing the governor of New Jersey for cutting infrastructure, and they've tricked everybody that all the debt is about moms on welfare and roads. This is the Milton Friedman trap. They claim they're conservatives. They grow the size of government with the Democrats. Then, just like we've seen in the Weimar Republic, at a certain point, almost all the tax money goes to service on the debt. Then the bankers come in and say, jack up prices, cut off infrastructure in the name of saving money. But it's not to save money. It's to pay them all of the money. And now you're captive to them. They're the only ones that have the money. And then they're able to reorganize society.
Well, that's why the Jefferson quote is so appropriate, and that's the first step number one to this whole process is eliminate the federal government's ability to borrow money. If they couldn't borrow money, then their spending programs, they'd have to feel the political heat right away because they'd have to raise taxes to pay for it. If you put them on a pay-for-go basis, then it's going to drastically reduce their spending. In addition, the fact that all the interest payments go away.
Well, let's quantify that. You have a national debate. It's public. People are educated. Now there's $500 billion on spending. There's not inflation. Nobody's worried about it because two-thirds of the spending is gone, which is interest. You have ended that entire problem. But as you said, no one talks about the banker black hole in fractional reserve banking designed to overthrow a country, designed to make you serfs, as Jefferson said. No one will discuss that. The Tea Parties won't discuss it. That's how it's controlled opposition. They won't. Instead, the very bankers that have engineered the fraud are up there now telling us about austerity.
Well, it's been the reason it's difficult to discuss is because there is this debate on whether the Lincoln greenback solution is correct or whether a return to gold-backed money is correct.
Okay, well, let's come back and finish up with this. I wanted to get you on briefly today to congratulate Ben Still on all his success. A bunch of other news coming up. Your call. Stay there. I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back to sum up what's in the Secret of Oz. Get it at InfoWars.com, folks.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Bill Still, the maker of The Secret of Oz, is our guest. Your calls and a ton of news coming up. We got Max Kaiser popping in, and in the last 5 minutes, an update from Jonathan Irish. Well, I'm going to talk about it later. It was amazing when I saw Friday on Fox News about it. They've now returned the baby, of course. Going back to Bill, just recapping the basics of why this is so important and the other issues, the points about fiat versus gold.
Okay, well, for example, it's no wonder people are confused. For example, you see G. Gordon Liddy on TV commercials every single day on Fox pushing gold, you know, for investment purposes, which I love. I agree with 100%. Buy gold, buy silver. That's fine. But don't conflate the two and think that we have to have a gold-backed money. Liddy himself gets on and says, the U.S. government is printing money like there's no tomorrow. Wrong! The government doesn't print money. It borrows money from the banks. That's what the core of the problem is. So there's two
we have to whatever system we get, it's got to be issued by Congress and 100% public, not secretive.
Well, it can't be barred into existence. That's the number one thing we have to do. No more national debt. That
you're saying if it's gold-backed, the government doesn't have very much gold anymore, and so we're going to borrow it from the bankers again.
Well, that's why they won't audit the gold reserves in Fort Knox, because there's nothing there. So then it's an impossibility. No more national debt is the first thing we have to do. Then the second thing we have to do is cap the quantity of money. I love the gold bugs. They have correctly identified the problem. The problem is that money is out of control, not in the hands of we the people. They are correct. Their solution is incorrect. Gold cannot do that, has never done that historically. You have to cap the quantity of money. You have to have money issued without debt by the Congress of the United States, the closest elected representatives to we the people.
Well, that's what the founders said. That's what the Constitution states. But there were periods where they did have paper script and the government controlled it, and it did cause some inflation. But there were other periods where it didn't. Why don't you briefly explain that?
If it caused inflation, then by definition, it was not under control. Inflation is caused when the money supply is out of control, when too much of it is printed.
And it's always because internal elites who get the money first before it's devalued make the decision to enrich themselves.
Well, it was economic warfare during the Revolution. That's why Continental Script worked great until the British parked two counterfeiting ships in Boston Harbor during the Revolutionary War and started pumping out counterfeit money. That's the only reason why it became inflated and why it couldn't buy anything. But that was by deliberate design. That was economic warfare.
Exactly. But briefly, tell folks about Lincoln.
Well, Abraham Lincoln came to the correct solution, and that is when he understood that the Bank of England was mad that America had won the American Revolution and won their freedom, and they were always trying to get them back under their sphere of control. So they created the conditions so the South would rise up, split the country in two, divide and conquer it by warfare. Lincoln needed money to pursue the war. He went to New York bankers to try to borrow it. The bankers would loan him money at 36% interest, which was a non-starter. So then Lincoln was back with his back in the corner, was forced into the correct solution. Why don't we just issue money like we did during the colonial days, during the early revolutionary days? Issue it without debt. Just issue it. Declare it to be money backed by the good faith and credit of the United States without any debt and any control that goes with the debt.
Well, we're at that point where they're creating a new monetary system, and it's just another level of SDRs above all the other fiat currencies, again, controlled by the bankers, and this will give them even more power and control.
And you're going to see, as part of those ever-increasing power clutches at the international level, you're going to see them try to recommend a gold backing, or at least partial gold backing, for this new currency.
Well, we're already hearing that. We're already hearing them promote that.
Well, I wonder why. Do you think they're so well-intentioned that that's why they're trying to promote gold backing for their new currency? I don't think so.
Well, I think it's an ongoing debate, and I tell you, Mr. Still, next time I have on some of these economists that are promoting a gold back, I will throw both these points at them and bring up the Secret of Oz, but I tend
to agree with you just because of the facts that there's not enough gold in governmental hands to ever properly have it be gold redeemable if we tried to go back to the system. Now, silver could be a different animal.
Well, and no commodity money will work because you can effectively manipulate, the high-frequency traders can effectively manipulate the price of any commodity to suit their political persuasion. So you just can't do that. You want the quantity of money controlled by us, we the people, in our benefit.
I tell you what, Bill Still, director and maker of The Secret of Oz, available at InfoWars.com. Do 5 more minutes with us on the other side because I want to give you 5 minutes to boil it all down for people.
Okay.
I mean, as if you were on national television, what you would say to the people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
On the march, the Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this film's only been out, 4 or 5 months? And it's already causing ripples across the planet, as I knew it would. He's an amazing filmmaker. I was already a huge fan of The Money Masters. Both films are available discounted at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Your purchase of the books, videos, and materials doesn't just give you tools to educate your friends, family, and neighbors, but it also supports this transmission and the other filmmakers that we purchase from. So I want to thank everybody for their support. We would not be here without you. We are backed and we exist because of your support. Okay, Sky Television broadcasts the biggest channel in the UK, goes into Europe. When they come in, you know, you're probably going to get 5 minutes on camera. What are you going to say to them? I mean, if you had to boil it all down, what would you say to the world?
The biggest problem is national debt. The very definition of state sovereignty is creating the nation's own money without debt, debt-free. Not only does it eliminate the interest, it eliminates the control of the bank of your political system because the borrower is servant to the lender. Number two, you have to cap the quantity of money. You have to do those two things simultaneously or the system won't work. You cap the quantity of money, tie it to either increase a population or perhaps to increases in production, but I'm not sure about that. Increase in population would definitely work. Just cap the quantity of money. Throw so much X amount of dollars into the pot and let us fight over it. And then you want to eliminate the ability of banks to create money out of nothing, lend it to us. Then after they create the bubble and start withdrawing their money from the system, they get to snatch our assets from us because we can't pay the loans. Banks, I'm not opposed to interest. I'm not opposed to banking. We need both of those things. Because of the time value of money, you have to have interest. But you need to go to full reserve banking. That means that banks only get to lend out money they actually have. As an interim procedure, until sufficient political force at the federal level has been mounted, a good thing for states to do, because you can sell it to state legislators, I talk to them here in Virginia all the time, is to return to a state-chartered, state-owned bank system on the model of the Bank of North Dakota. This is not something new. It works. It's been working for 90 years. That's why North Dakota is the only state that really balanced its budget last year. It's a state with the lowest unemployment, the highest birth rate. It works. It's a system that can bring every state back from the grave. It still uses fractional reserve lending, but it uses it to benefit the state and all the citizens equally, not just the banker class.
We also see the Arabs, correct me if I'm wrong, but they have a 100% reserve system that doesn't allow the banks to secretly leverage 10 to 1 or with derivatives 1,000 to 1, and they have a very healthy system.
Yes, I've heard that. I've not been able to study that system in depth, although Arab-speaking fans of The Secret of Oz have sent me stuff on that topic.
Okay, continuing here and closing it out, what specifically are you going to talk about when you're at the London School of Economics conference?
Well, if I get a chance to talk to Professor DeSoto, hopefully publicly as part of the question and answer session thereafter, I mean, he's attacking the fractional reserve system. That's good. But the big problem, the 800-pound gorilla, is the ability of nations to borrow. You have to do both of those simultaneously or this isn't going to work. And that's what I'm going to point out. And there are people coming, really, I know economic students taking the train from Paris just to see this confrontation, if indeed it does come about.
Well, good luck. Go with God. Vaya con Dios, Bill Still. The Secret of Oz, available at Infowars.com. We'll talk to you when you get back.
Okay, thanks.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I want to get to the callers that have been patiently holding here before Max Kaiser joins us. We will at least get to John, Billy, Jeff, Dan, and Luke before our guest joins us. But I need to cover this issue first. This story is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's important to get it out to everyone because Watson boils down the whole spectrum here. Fake environmentalism has never been about cleaning up the environment, okay? On record, it's about taking control of society and government and select corporations controlling resources. And Bill Gates, the UN, the Club of Rome, Prince Philip, Ted Turner. I mean, it's just legions of quotes and statements that they want to cut carbon output to shut down human industrial society. And Bill Gates has even said, we played the clip ad infinitum here probably 20 times, that there's an equation of reducing humans to reduce carbon footprint. And he says that's the only way. So they're not worried about out-of-control genetic engineering or nuclear weapons or toxic waste dumping. What humans exhale that plants then breathe, it's part of the cycle. That's the problem, because it's a non-problem. They pick something that allows them to take control of society. And now in the last 2 months, the UN and others have said they're just shifting to population reduction. They're saying, okay, this is really about getting rid of people. People are bad. And they run the TV ads of the teacher killing the kids. And every time I tell a news reporter about that, I had a news reporter last week asking me about that, like I was making it up. And I said, you haven't seen this TV movie ad? You haven't heard about the 1010 Project? And they're like, oh, now I see it. I mean, I know it sounds crazy when I say that, but I'm not the one saying it. I'm just reporting on what they're doing. Scientific American, kill more babies to save Earth. Eugenicist push discredited over population myth in pursuit of elite agenda to reduce global living standards. Paul Joseph Watson. Following the leak of the United Nations blueprint, which outlined the plan to replace fear-mongering about global warming with the contrived threat of overpopulation, a Scientific American report, and I see these every day in big news, mimics precisely that talking point, pushing the notion that programs of mass abortion and birth control need to be encouraged in order to reduce the amount of humans on the planet exhaling carbon dioxide. And I remember 2 months ago we covered this new talking point, and now you see it every day in the news to show you how controlled mainstream media and the dominant scientific institutions are, because they're funded by government grants. You know, it came out last week that the Black Blogging and Media Association was given $3 million under the table by Obama to report positively on him. Well, Armstrong Williams was given $250,000 by Bush to promote No Child Left Behind. Why is the media focusing on a lot of black entertainment and black media being paid off? It's all paid off except for this show and a few others. Okay? It's all paid under the table. I've seen talk show hosts that claim they're patriots, you know, last year endorsing Obama. I mean, you got to wonder about this. I mean, there's a lot of money going around here. Ultimately, family planning alone, such as the use of condoms or other reproductive health services, is part of the world with growing population, including the U.S., could restrain population growth significantly. The analysis finds, writes David Bailo, and it goes to back up his argument. He links to an article by completely discredited eugenicist Paul Ehrlich, who once stated that everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam. That's a quote. Ehrlich, who co-authored Eco Science with White House science czar John P. Holdren, the textbook that advocates putting drugs in the water to sterilize people, mandatory forced abortions, and tyrannical eco-fascist dictatorship run by a planetary regime, is infamous for spectacularly inaccurate predictions about how overpopulation would destroy the environment. The article cited by him advocates a mass public relations campaign targeted at women. This is what the Scientific American is promoting. Targeting women to encourage them to have abortions in order to reduce the amount of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere. In other words, more babies need to be killed to prevent them from exhaling CO2. Coincidentally, the cover of the Scientific American issue in which the article appears features human skulls. Now, I sent it to you this morning, but I forgot to ask if you have it in queue. There's not just the John Lennon quote. There's another video at the bottom that we've played before that deals with replacement rates. There's two videos on this article. If you look at the IM, I note that. There's a second video. It's already in our system, but we're going to try to play it sooner rather than later. But we're going to go ahead and play now this Dick Cavett show, 1975, with John and Yoko Ono, John Lennon and Yoko Ono, where this trendy woman gets up. Because, you know, they teach him, oh, it's liberal to not have children. It's liberal to sterilize people. It's a woman's right not to have children, when it's one of the most wonderful things in the world. If you don't want to have children, that's fine. And then they sell mainly the West to stop having children, where from Japan to Europe to the United States, we have a 1.3 on average population. So that's a decrease. For every two adults, there's 1.3 children born to replace them. Now, the studies show you need 2.2 children, because 0.2% die in car wrecks or cancer or get struck by lightning or drown in the pool. So you need 2.2 children on average to be born. People say, well, how do you have 0.2? It's averages of billions of people. You need 2.2 to be born just to replace who you've got. So we're not replacing at 1.3. But they're saying teach women, and who's likely to follow this? Trendy women in the West. We already have the death of the West going on. So we're going to go ahead and play this clip. It's only a minute, 20 seconds, of John Lennon getting it right. Here it is.
Beat it.
I want to know how you, as a woman, feel about overpopulation in the world and its relation to polluting the environment.
How does Yoko feel about overpopulation? As a woman, I believe. Yeah. Well, I think the problem is not overpopulation as people believe it to be, but it's more of the balance of things. What, you know, like food, some part of the world is wasted your food, and in some parts, you know, nobody has food. And that kind of balance, if that is solved, I don't think we'd be worried so much about overpopulation.
I think it's a bit of a joke the way people have made this overpopulation thing into a kind of myth. I don't really believe it, you know. I think whatever happens will balance itself out and work itself out. It's all right for us all living saying, oh, well, there's enough of us, so we won't have any more. Don't let anybody else live. I don't believe in that. I think we've got enough food and money to feed everybody. And I think the natural balance, even though old people will last longer, I'm sure there's enough room for us. And some of them can go to the moon anyway.
You mean you think there's enough... If it were
I don't believe overpopulation, you know. I think that's just a kind of myth that government has thrown out to keep your mind off Vietnam and Ireland and all the important subjects.
Oh, I think you're wrong about that.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, so there's the facts from John Lennon. But I mean, the facts are the facts. World population is set to stop at about 8.1 billion, and I tend to agree with UN numbers because that mirrors the private think tanks that have studied it. It's going to plane out in 2020 to 2025 at a little over 8 billion, and then it's set to drop at current rates to about 6 billion by 2050. So the world population is dropping. But here is a boil down put out by a great group that's been doing research on this that we also have posted in Paul Watson's article at prisonplanet.com, Scientific American, kill more babies to save Earth. We have a link to that organization where, also in the video where they have all the documents and facts from government itself. Here it is. This is Population 101. 2.1 kids, a stable population.
From the time of the cavemen all the way until today, humanity continues to exist because each generation of people has produced another generation to replace itself. Scientists have figured out how many people need to be born each generation to replace the generation before. That number is one person per person. All things being equal, this creates perfect demographic balance. Since women are the only ones who can have children, replacing every person on Earth means each woman needs to have two children, one to replace her, and the other to replace the man, who cannot have children. The total fertility rate is the average number of children each woman in a society is having. This number shows us if a society is growing or shrinking. In developed countries, the replacement rate birth rate is 2.1 children per woman. This will keep the population stable, but even that is assuming that every woman has children and that there are no wars, famines, or disease. In the real world, disasters happen all the time, and sadly, not all children reach adulthood, especially in poor countries. This pushes their replacement rate up to 3.3 children per woman. Since not every woman wants to have children, in order to keep the population stable, some women need to have more than 2.1 children to balance the birth rate with the women who are only having one or no children at all. Maintaining this balance is of the utmost importance. If society does not at least replace itself every generation, human numbers begin to fall exponentially. Economic and social problems appear as elderly people retiring begin to outnumber young people entering the workplace. This is already happening all over the developed world. Many of the world's nations are only barely replacing themselves, while a growing majority have birth rates below replacement, some as low as 1.8 or even 1.2 babies per woman. Many societies are facing a very real danger. Extinction.
Think about it. And that's from the Population Research Institute. They have a whole bunch of great videos all backed up with the scientific statistics and numbers. And that's just the facts. So that's what's being pushed. That's what's being promoted. Scientific American, kill more babies to save the Earth. And they quote an article and source an article calling for a global eco-fascist dictatorship, a planetary regime, to enforce it. This is not a game. This is not a joke. We're going to come back and take your phone calls. I first wanted to thank a few of the sponsors that make this radio broadcast possible and that I really believe in. One of them is Front Sight Firearms Training. Frontsight.com, two words, frontsight.com, is the website URL. And they have a great deal. We're going to Pahrump, Nevada. And you can get 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon, all for pennies on the dollar. And they also have a great deal. It's best outfit, no drill instructor or tough guy attitude, handgun, rifle, shotgun training, family atmosphere. Again, no drill instructor, tough guy attitude. And you can get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. They have a lot of other great information and tips on firearms on their website, frontsight.com. Take action today. That's frontsight.com for your training and free gun. And one other sponsor that I want to thank here is Akola Blue. Akola Blue is just a wonderful atmospheric water generator. They've got smaller units that run it through 7 filters, and it just grabs the water right out of the atmosphere. They have bigger units that go up to hundreds or even thousands of gallons that they sell military, governments, and charitable organizations that are out there in the African bush or wherever they're dealing with people that don't have clean water. And you can run it off solar panel systems. They've got links to all that on their site as well. EcolaBlue.com, ECOLOBLUE.com, the best, purest drinking water out there you're going to find. It never went through the groundwater system, never had all the different toxins leach into it like your regular drinking water. EcolaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, EcolaBlue.com and FrontSight.com, two great sponsors that make this broadcast possible. Also, what makes this transmission possible is the fact that you buy the books and videos and T-shirts and things, and also the Money Bomb. It's at about $420,000. Sounds like a lot, but not when you got 20 employees and a huge facility and all the bandwidth costs. But this is really going to allow us, thanks to you, to take a lot of satisfaction in that, to complete the TV studio, the social network, and all the other things we're doing to spread the word even faster. So I want to thank all of you for what you've done. And if any of you missed the Money Bomb and wanted to contribute, it's still up there and running. You can give online at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for helping us continue and accelerate our fight against the globalists. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier dryers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
All right, in this segment and the next, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. Max Keiser coming up. We'll take your calls for him as well, specifically on the economy and what's happening in the world. John Irish is going to be popping back in. I just briefly want to say this. I was exhausted. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Last Friday, I'd been up on the air for, 26 of 27 hours, and I'd been up even longer than that because I got up at 5 a.m. that day, so I'd been up, I don't know, it's got to be close to 40 hours. And I was watching Fox, and they were talking about the John Irish baby situation, and they had whoever that blonde is that's on at 3, that lady, and she was, how dare them give the baby back? Well, we hear the CPS is still going to try to get it. And she's like, why did the judge give the baby back? Well, there was no evidence. The issue is they, in the media, ran with it that he had a child abuse conviction when he didn't. It was somebody else with a similar name. And that's what came out in court. Okay. I'm not saying he's an angel. I don't know if he is. He seems like a nice guy. The issue here is that it was because of Oath Keepers was one of the reasons they took the child. And they don't give children back lightly. Okay. So they're still under attack. And we're going to talk about that in the last 5 minutes of the next hour. But right now, let's go to John in Wyoming. John, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. A couple of things that I've seen, that really I think the people should know about. First of all, in these protests that are occurring in France over raising the retirement age to 62, they had it on the network news the other day. I think it was on Fox. And it shows all these protesters marching toward the camera, marching down the streets of Paris. And one of them is holding a bright yellow banner. And, of course, they cut it off before it comes to the forefront so you couldn't see the large imprint, a large facial imprint of Che Guevara on that yellow banner. But I think that in itself is interesting to see who is exactly behind all of the upheaval and protests.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, I've been to these protests, here in the U.S., and I'd say usually about 20% are communist. I mean, we cover that in my film, Martial Law. They had the Maoist Youth Brigade there, and they were just complete morons. And then other ones came up and threatened us and said they hoped Stalin, would have killed me. They're protesting because they don't want their government handouts to end. And then the bankers actually use them as the weapon to keep the big government welfare gravy train going to basically keep the public addicted to big government.
And another thing is yesterday I saw that entire live debate between Rand Paul and that Jack Conway. And all I can say is I'm 64 years old, Alex. And over the decades, I think Jack Conway is the biggest slime ball that I have ever seen in my life. He didn't have the courage to debate Rand Paul on the issues regarding the senatorial campaign. All he wanted to do was to continuously lie and libel and slander Rand Paul about that non-existent incident involving that bimbo who never identified herself. And just trying to use.
And you notice when Paul threatened, you notice when Paul threatened to sue, they backed off and said, okay, it's not really true. But that shows how desperate they are. And I believe this is going to backfire.
I hope it does, because what he's doing is nothing short of saying, and Rand Paul brought this out himself. It's like saying, well, have you stopped beating your wife? Well, how do you answer a question like that? And what Conway is doing is engaging in the lowest form of political slime.
No, it's like saying, have you stopped robbing banks? I mean, how do you, it's a pure negative, and there's no way to answer it. Even when it's not true, it's just outrageous.
And Rand Paul correctly pointed out that he was doing all of this to avoid having to talk about Obamacare and the other pertinent issues.
Well, if everybody gets the word out and keeps pushing, Rand's going to win, but not if people think it's a shoe-in. It's not, and believe me, you know, we've got, what, 2 weeks left of the election? They're probably going to claim that he, you know, crucified Jesus next. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Keiser coming up, going to your phone calls right now. Billy in Nevada, thanks for holding here on the air, Billy.
Alex, you brought up self-defense earlier in the show, and that's what I'm calling about.
Yes, sir.
I was at the Reed Clinton Love Fest in Las Vegas last week.
Oh.
And as the event was letting out, I was standing outside with the Sharon Engel supporters. I had a sign with both Obama and Bush as the Joker. And a group of Reed supporters, probably in their early 20s, walked by, made a comment. I made a smart-ass comment back. He was nearly twice my size, ran up on me aggressively, kept pushing me back with his chest, got my... trying to intimidate me and threaten me. I warned him three times to leave me alone. When I felt it moving to another level, I was in imminent danger. I reacted, and I hit him hard with pepper spray. Are you there?
I'm listening, yes.
I went back to conversing with the two Reed Sharon Engel supporters. They put me in cuffs, the school police. The media ran up. They showed me in cuffs. They took his side of the story. The local ABC affiliate showed me in cuffs, said I had been arrested and taken to jail, which is not true. I was detained. I was never arrested.
Until you explained to the police and had witnesses that he'd hit you. Do you have any video of this?
No, I don't. The ABC, the little video that was there, I forced ABC to take off their internet. I told them I was calling your show. I'm going to seek legal counsel. And they backed out and admitted that...
So to be clear, what did he do to you physically?
Well, he came up on me. He's twice my size. He ran up on me, put his chest in mine, kept pushing me backwards. He's threatening me, getting in my face. And I warned him three times. I said, get away from me. And
when that is assault if he was bumping you and pushing you. He's lucky you only pepper sprayed him.
What I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to reach out to this guy. I think together we can make an example. I'd like to sit down with him and talk to him. I mean, he thinks I'm the kind of neocon that, you know, that beat me up over the years, and that's why I carry the mace.
Well, I mean, that's what happens is the Democrats know how evil the Republicans are, so they think they're the good guys. Republicans know how evil Democrats are. How about you step back and look at how bad both these parties are at the leadership level and realize that we do have some better candidates running as Republicans, but if Democrats would step up and be patriots, they'd start winning as well, but they're desperate right now. And so these, a lot of these events are having scuffles break out. And I appreciate your call, Billy. I did actually hear about that in the news. Let's talk to Jeff in North Carolina. Jeff, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Jeff.
Thank you for your time and thank you for your effort there that you do each day. Just a quick question concerning these companies that I've become aware of. I'm a retired U.S. Army veteran here in North Carolina. And we, both myself and my wife, noticed these companies coming on TV, being promoted by the local news media outlets, that they're document shredding companies, and quite literally they just people come in by the hundreds to turn over their financial statements and credit cards and so forth to these document shredding companies. And when you go out and you look at these companies, they offer free shredding for churches and so forth. And I was wondering if you could comment on these type of companies. Yep.
Well, I mean, I do know about them. We shred all our own stuff here, and then dump it. And I haven't done it because my gut tells me that even if 9 out of 10 of these companies are good, government's been caught so many times setting up front companies and other things to get into people's trash. They're training in England and the U.S., the trash truck drivers to dig through trash and to spy on people. I mean, I think people need to learn how to incinerate, especially if you live up north. They got a lot of, you know, heating systems that can use paper, to heat, you know, burn the paper, or shred it yourself. They got big shredders that aren't that expensive. You know, especially if you run merchant accounts and things like we do, we shred everything into little bitty pieces, you know, because we're not going to have people's credit card numbers and things getting out there. Thank God we've never had a problem with that. A lot of businesses have. I mean, I think your gut instinct is probably warranted, Jeff.
Right. And just one more quick thing. We have these retiree appreciation days in the military.
I tell you what, stay there. Finish up. We got Max Kaiser on, but I want you to finish up, Jeff, and get to everybody else when Max Kaiser's on with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about Calben 5-star soaps for years. This is an American-made product of the highest quality and compares to nothing you will find in stores. You can buy factory direct, shipped via UPS right to your door. Check them out on the web at 5starsoap.com or call 800-340-7091. Take my word for it. Once you've used Pure Soap, you won't buy anything else. Since 1947, Calben Soap Company has been showing consumers that soap can be tough on dirt and gentle on the environment. Buy American and stay clean. As well as support InfoWars, visit 5starsoap.com today or call 1-800-340-7091. Well, Marty, what do you have to say?
As founder and owner for over 63 years, satisfaction is guaranteed or double your dirt back. Call us at 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog or visit our website, 5starsoap.com. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live into hour number three, 8 minutes after the hour. 18th day of October 2010. Max Keiser normally joins us once a month. He was on at 6 a.m. Central with a Money Bomb on Friday. He'll be with us for most of this hour. The last segment, John Irish with new developments in the baby snatching Oathkeeper case popping in. The baby, of course, was given back, but the enemy will try to counterstrike. Don't worry about that. And there's been no retractions by Media Matters and others claiming that I'm supporting, quote, a baby and wife beater. When the court had to admit, okay, there's another person in the state with that name, and turns out that's exaggerated about them on top of it. Standard operating procedure for the CPS. We'll get a quick update on that situation there. There is a lot of liability there that they haven't retracted, because I know they've been told to. But hey, they have fun with it, so that's what they do. That's why they're so discredited. But I wanted to, and we're going to take some calls on economic issues. I know that Dan, Luke, Mike, Ronnie, and others have been holding. I'm going to go to your calls for Max, but I know you called about other stuff, but I hope, well, Max can comment on anything anyways. He's a smart guy. He's a big boy. MaxKeiser.com. Real fast, Jeff in North Carolina, you had one more thing you wanted to add.
Yes, Alex, I was referencing the fact that the U.S. Army this year, with their retiree appreciation days, were specifically sending out bulletins requesting that retirees bring their old credit cards, financial statements, checkbooks, all that type of personal information down to the installation when you come for your retiree appreciation day. And they would have trucks that would be there to properly shred your information. And
okay, that is 100% suspicious. And we got reports of this at the time. It's now in French news agency NAP. Fort Hood soldier ordered to delete video of rampage. Witnesses all said multiple shooters. There was a drill going on. I've talked to people in Army intelligence there at Fort Hood that were told the same thing. I'm just going to leave it at that. But they really think something was going on. It turns out they've declared national security on the 2-year investigation. Congress has been told they can't see this Major Nadal Hassan's emails. But he thought he was communicating with Al-Qaeda for 2 years. Turns out the guy he was communicating with is this master CIA Al-Qaeda guy who ran the London attacks, who he's protected. So we know this is a black op. They probably found a mental, he was a psychiatrist, loonier than the rest, to do this. And I think Hassan was involved. But the fact that they ordered him, and it turns out others, we were told at the time, to erase video of the shootings. Why would commanders, the general of the base, say turn all those in and erase them? Is that not incredibly suspicious?
Yes, it is. And when I look at these private companies that request this, that provide these services, document shredding, when I go out there, I see things such as the All-CNI of ISIS. They give you guaranteed certificates of destruction and that kind of thing, and it just all seems to throw up red flags.
Well, by the way, well, your gut's right, and a lot of people are like, they can never read all this. They've got NSA software, just like they listen to phones and read email, where they scan them and run papers. The FBI admits they have this, where they can run 20,000 pages in a conveyor belt into a computer that scans the words and then looks for keywords and flags things for a database. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Jeff. I didn't do the last hour. I'd always planned last Friday to have Watson sit in the last hour and a half or so, and he did. But when I was here in the office listening to him, I heard a caller right at the end of the show say, I'm at this base. They're cordoning the base, shutting it down, posting guards at the doors of on base, living for the troops, the family areas, mainly for officers. And they are going through and searching, claiming they're searching crawl spaces for unexploded ordnance. And he said, are they planting bugs in our houses? Are they, looking for something else? They could have been looking for Cold War infiltration, weapons caches. Who knows? But the point is, we know most of Homeland Security is pointed at veterans, gun owners, returning veterans. And we know that you're like unexploded ordnance. You're like a cannon or a tank or a weapon they haven't been able to spike or get rid of yet. And so that's why they try to give you PTSD designations. Then you try to go in to buy a gun, you can't. So remember that when you're serving this corrupt system, that Homeland Security's for you. It's not for Major Nadal Hassan, who was protected for 2 years when he was sending emails. This is on record saying, I'm going to mass murder people. and asking Al-Qaeda, should I blow up bases? Little did he know he was talking to a guy who we know is a CIA Al-Qaeda handler. And Watson's written detailed articles, so has Kurt Nemo, about that. You know, Fort Hood shooter handled by a CIA operative. I have another one, Mumbai terror suspect worked for U.S. government. That's back in mainstream news today. It was out 4 months ago in the Chicago Tribune. I mean, in every case. Look, can they find lunatic extremists from Christian groups, Muslims, Hindu, they've got groups. Can they find atheist groups? Can they find a crazy environmentalist to do? Yes. But does that mean ban these groups or you know, say all Muslims are terrorists or all Christians are terrorists? Yeah, because one lone crazy person does something? I wish it was a lone crazy person. That's a lot less scary than every time you find intelligence agencies all around them, whether it's Oklahoma City, 9/11, the Fort Hood shooting, these big college shootings. In every case, there's a drill that day. In every case, there's black ops there. It's the same signature. It's the same stinking thing. Do I know exactly what's going on in all these cases? No. But I know that even if this stuff is real, which most of it isn't, they're using it to take our liberties and freedoms and pointing it at us. Now, I'm going to shut up because we're very honored to have Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, TV presenter on BBC, RT, Press TV, Genesis, Saturday mornings, writes for a lot of big publications, and we are honored to have Max Kaiser on with us. Max, good to have you.
Alex Jones, back with you. How are you?
Oh, so soon, Max. Good to have you here.
Phantasmagorical. I am ready to spill my guts.
Well, I love your breakdown of the fraud trifecta and what's happening with the mortgages. I want to recap that. But can you, in layman's terms, because you're, you know, an expert in vintage stock market technologies, a top broker, can you break down what it means to have the Federal Reserve announce that they're going to, quote, fix the debt with quantitative easing, i.e. injecting trillions more into their own coffers, not into the economy. Can you explain to people why that signal has driven the dollar down and gold towards the moon?
Well, it's quite, you know, simple. I mean, you just have Bill Still on. And for those who missed it, they should replay that. And for those who heard it once, they should replay it and hear it again. And he said something very important. He said, you need to keep the amount of money in the system fixed or maybe graduated tied to population growth. You simply can't just keep money printing ad infinitum because it totally causes economic chaos. Unfortunately, the Federal Reserve Bank is trying to deal with this foreclosure fraud, which has created $60 trillion by some estimates, dollars worth of bad paper that's imploding, which is deflation. So they're trying to shovel dollars at it to counteract this deflationary force. But so far, it's not doing anything. The only thing that it's succeeding in doing is that it's putting all this money ending up in the pockets of Chinese people and people in the Mideast and people in India who are buying stuff with it, like gold and commodities. I see cotton is at a 140-year high. I was on your show 2 months ago and 3 months ago and 6 months ago. I said, look at cotton. Cotton will be trading so high because the dollar is so weak that the biggest job in America will once again be cotton picking.
And we see gold, not just gold going up, but crude oil as well, every commodity. Food.
In dollars. And as the dollars go down, all OPEC says, okay, go ahead and debase the dollar. We're just going to jack the price up. So that means that the U.S. thinks that they're going to stimulate their export market by devaluing the dollar, by printing more of them. So there's more of them, so the value per unit goes down. But the OPEC just simply says, well, then we're just going to raise the price because we've got an OPEC cartel. So therefore, the cost of your input, the cost of your raw material, the cost of oil is going to be such that you will have no export-led recovery. There is nothing that the Fed can do on a monetary basis to stimulate the economy other than the one option, which, of course, nobody will consider because it would put the speculators out of business. The option, of course, is to raise interest rates, not to lower interest rates. If you raise interest rates, then people will want to own dollars. They want to put money in America. That means means that America has capital. That means America can be in the game of capitalism. But because there is no incentive to own dollars, people are dumping the U.S. dollar, and so America is resorting to command and control style of economic policies. It's communism, essentially Soviet-style communism by the Federal Open Market Committees, the new Politburo, and they are resulting in the exact same thing we saw in Soviet-era Russia 30 years ago, 40 years ago. You've got unemployment, you've got incredible shoddy merchandise. It's basically a collapse, Soviet-style collapse, engineered by the same central planning committee. The tragedy in America is that the people who run the economy don't trust capitalism enough to give it a try. They don't trust capitalism. They're afraid that if they let capitalism work its magic and get rid of the losers and all the criminal banks, that their friends won't like them anymore, and they won't be invited to the Xi parties anymore.
And, Max, that is the key. They are blaming capitalism and the free market for this when you've got six megabanks who can commit any crimes they want. They can steal trillions of dollars, steal veterans' death benefits. They can take houses they don't even have the deed to or that are paid for. And then they're up there.
Look at this fraud with the foreclosure market. It's actually the trifecta of fraud has now become the fraud quartet.
All right, stay there. Tell us about
the fraud.
We got a break.
Fraud
quartet when we come back. But. And then the big banker-owned media says capitalism didn't work. We've got a socialist system run by the bankers. You'll pay your taxes directly to us. Not just interest on fiat money we create. We've got it all figured out for you. Capitalism didn't work. No, this didn't work.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Freedom is on the march. Max Keiser is our guest. Some of your phone calls coming up in the next segment. 1-800-259-9231. John Irish popping in for about 5 minutes at the very end of the hour with the latest developments on that front. Mainstream media is still running with the fact that he's a convicted wife beater. Not true. It's admitted. I've got his criminal record, and it's just none of it's true, and that's why they had to release the baby, but they don't care. They're calling for him to go after the baby again. Going back to Max Keiser, so you were getting into the fact that this is not free market. This is crony, not even capitalism. It's like crony, corrupt looting going on. And you said Friday on the show at 6 a.m. during the special transmission that it was a trifecta. Now you're changing that to a quartet or a four-legged creature. Tell us about this creature.
Right. This the foreclosure fraud, which ties into the subprime mess, which ties into the entire collapse. There's more than three criminal frauds being perpetrated here. There's four. So just a bit of a review. When the loans were made originally, they were made fraudulently. In 2004, we know the FBI launched a criminal investigation into these mortgage companies, which were peddling at the time what they called liar loans. That's fraud, because there's no such thing as a liar loan. They have a fiduciary responsibility to make good on loans that fulfill certain requirements, and one of them is that the person can, in fact, pay back the loan. So that was fraud number one. Fraud number two is that, of course, now that there's a collapse and there's a problem with these liar loans and these fraud loans, there's a lot of foreclosures going on, and the banks who did the initial fraudulent inducement to get people off to buy into these loans are now fraudulently foreclosing on people. They don't have the paperwork. They don't have the documentation. They don't have the legal ability to legally foreclose on anybody with these mortgages. Number three, they package those foreclosures, those fraudulent foreclosures, into mortgage-backed securities. They sold them to pension funds and other banks with the S&P and Moody's and other rating agencies' blessing, knowing that what they were selling was absolutely worthless and did not deserve an A rating. William K. Black just talked about this. They knowingly sold these to banks and pension funds, knowing that they deserved a zero rating because they had no rateable assets whatsoever. So that's fraud number three. Now, here's the amazing part, fraud number four. After they sold these securities to pension accounts, banks like Goldman Sachs made massive bets against the securities themselves, knowing that they had sold fraudulent security. It's like they sold tainted meat, and then they made a bet that the person who bought the tainted meat would get sick and die. So that's total, that's insider trading and fraud again. So that's fraud. Now, if you want to add another...
Yeah, let's go to the quintet. Let me throw a quintet in here. Now we have Bloomberg reporting 5-6 months, no, now 7 months ago, that the government is, quote, ordering private pension funds to invest in failed banks. So they've already been swindled once. Now they're ordered by the tyrants who have no law. They just order them through fear to invest in failed pensions. So that's number five. So let's go to number six.
Okay, number six is that again, banks like Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and the rest, they have what they call credit default swaps. These are insurance contracts, essentially, that are made in excess of the face value of the fraudulent bonds that they sold. So when the bonds collapsed and they were short those bonds and they made money on their shorts, they made another huge score on the insurance that they took out, that they would, in fact, make negative bets on the very securities that they sold fraudulently to begin with. So this is why, at the end of this year, Goldman Sachs and the rest of Wall Street is going to pay themselves $144 billion in bonuses, another new all-time record. At the same year, unemployment's up, food stamps are up, poverty is up, because what we've seen here is a transference of wealth from 99% of the population to 1% of the population.
Okay, but let's go to number seven. Now 2 years into the October 2008 banker takeover known as the bailout, they still won't tell Congress where trillions went, and Paulson said on October 3rd, you must pass this to unfreeze mortgages. September 4th, he said, we're not going to use it for that now, and we're not going to tell you what we used it for, and we know they used it to pay bonuses out to themselves. So they're just getting us coming and going in every direction.
Yeah, to get to the original question, what is quantitative easing? What's it for? It's to cover the banker's butt. I mean, they are still have paper on their books that they are telling people is worth $100,000.
But they're taking that money in quantitative easing and keeping it and then still pushing the failed stuff out to the pension funds.
Exactly.
Well done, Max Keiser. MaxKeiser.com. We're going to come back, talk about where he sees all this going, and again, in layman's terms, what inflation means, how bad he thinks it'll get. The G20 calls it coordinated devaluation worldwide. They order it. Countries start the devaluation race, and they go, oh my gosh, there's a currency war. Quick, give us more power. We'll fix it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lungs system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lungs system at www.silverlungs.com to learn more about how the Silver Lungs system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Megyn Kelly, the same This Just In, I'm a ditzy blonde. on Fox News, the one that's demonizing the Irish family in New Hampshire. She was just reporting during the break that Rand Paul may not take part in the next debate. And I think that's a good idea. The media will spin it that he's afraid. He's already done four. I mean, Rick Perry's refused to debate White in the governor's race, and that hasn't been that big of an issue. He's done four. This guy next will probably claim Rand's a murderer, and, you know, he's a disgraceful creature that he's running against. And so I think it's a good idea for Rand Paul. In fact, I was thinking that this morning that, well, they don't need my advice, but they need to just not do the debate. He's already done four. That's enough with Conway. And so that's a done deal. We're going back to Max Keiser in T-minus 3 minutes. We're going to get to some of your calls as well. We'll get into whatever else that Max thinks is important on the radar and talk about inflation and where he sees gold going. But first, I wanted to tell you about one of our great sponsors. With all of this insanity going on and the depression and the recession and all the things that are developing, the recession going into depression, I believe in storable foods and the high quality place to get them where you can get a great discount. And a whole bunch of different food lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Everything's, you know, from right here in America. It's all fresh. Bananas are not from here because you can't really grow those here. But the point is eFoodsDirect.com. You'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. FoodsDirect.com. Or give them a call, get a free brochure, or ask any questions. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. This is insurance you can eat. It's made fresh every month. A lot of the stuff out there on the market. I'm not bashing, you know, their competitors. It's just true. Are selling 4 or 5, you know, 10-year-old garbage. And there's some other good outfits there as well. I know this is good place. This is where I get my food. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. All right, we're going to Max Keiser in 2 minutes. But there's been a lot of gold news today. They tried to drive down gold, but every time they do, it just pops up higher than ever. It's way up again today. It's because of dollar devaluation and many other issues. I believe gold has started its long march to the moon. As Steve Shank put it in an ad for food he was talking about. That's a term I'm stealing. And I just want people to get to look at getting involved in gold and silver now before $1,380 an ounce looks inexpensive. Just like $1,000 looks inexpensive. Or when, you know, gold was 300 and then went up to 500, 300 looked inexpensive. And he's also got some great deals on silver, but he's about to run out on the stuff he got a few weeks ago, and then prices will go up. Ted, briefly, tell us what's in gold news and give us today's best offers.
Well, you said it right. I mean, gold hit 1369.70 this morning before it came racing right back up to 1381.10. Bloomberg right now has an article out there that says gold futures erase loss on COMEX in New York. Here's one out of Reuters, and it says gold rebounds from early lows as dollar eases. I mean, obviously the dollar is still falling. You know, you're right about that. There's a lot of things that are going on, a lot of news that is out there. Presently right now, you still are able to buy the Walking Liberty halves at 1177. $2.99 for the francs, which give you a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. There's no question about it. Everybody should take and read the Creature from Jekyll Island. We're still offering that package at $19.95 plus $6.50 for shipping and handling. That gives you a real silver dollar that was used as currency here in the United States back at the turn of the century, but also gives you a 600-page book which describes what's going on with the Fed and what's getting us into this mess in the first place. So I think that's just a fabulous deal.
Well, I don't think it's a fabulous deal. $19.95 for a silver dollar, you won't be able to get anywhere but for $25, $26 and a $19.95 book. I know you're buying those books for $12 a piece. So, you know, we're talking here, you've got like $35 into this and you're selling it for $26, that's shipping included. That's insane. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. But you told me this weekend, Ted, you're about to go up on that silver dollar Jekyll Island deal. 800-686-2237. You've got the francs. You've got the sovereigns. You've got a whole bunch of other great coins at amazing prices. But it's about to go up because you're running out of the gold that you bought when it was lower.
Yeah, yeah. Buffaloes, Eagles. I mean, you just name it. Bars of gold, Perth Mint, Swiss Credit. We have bags of junk silver. There's lots of different things that we
carry. What about that silver half dollar? Where's it at?
That particular coin right now is at $11.77. And that was the price that when you looked at eBay about a month ago when gold was trading closer to $1,180 now. So.
800-686-2237. Take advantage now. Thank you, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
All right, going back to Max Keiser. Max, I want to get into what inflation is going to do and your expert view of MaxKeiser.com. But before we do that, here's the latest PrisonPlanet.com article. Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest. Interest in purchasing silver and food stamps also skyrockets in anticipation of economic collapse. And I'm not sure what that means. Interest in purchasing silver and food stamps also skyrockets in anticipation of economic collapse. I'm going to have to read the full article to find out exactly what he's I guess they're buying some type of food certificate. I guess he's got links to all of this being announced in the article at PrisonPlanet.com. But let's talk about what this economy is going to do, where you see it going, Max Keiser.
Well, let me give you some breaking news, something that's just hitting the radar now. It's come out that Germany, which has 3,000 tons of gold, as opposed to, they're one of the biggest gold holders in the world, bigger than, they've got 6,000 tons, bigger than China, bigger than every country except the U.S. Now, here's the deal. 66% of Germany's gold is held in the New York Fed in New York City. That means roughly 3,400 tons of Germany's gold is held in New York City. Now, when I was in the Bundesbank a couple of years ago, I asked them about this, and they confirmed the fact that, yes, Germany has their gold. James Turk, big gold expert, confirms this. Jim Rickards, who's quoted widely and believes we're going back to a gold standard, brought up the possibility that the U.S. will commandeer Germany's gold as the result of the U.S. of the world going back to some kind of gold-backed currency, so that the U.S. is going to commandeer all the gold that they hold at the New York Fed, which equals a total of 6,000 tons, giving the U.S. a total of 14,000 tons, and the U.S. produces 20% of the output of gold every year. The U.S. becomes a huge gold player. So this quantitative easing, this money printing, if it fails, if it doesn't work, if prices continue to collapse, plan B is that the U.S. is going to go to a gold-backed currency, and they're going to take, they're going to commandeer all the gold held in the New York Fed on behalf of these foreign entities, and this will set up, obviously, a huge antagonism between America and mostly these European countries where that store their gold in the U.S. And so remember when Nixon took America off the gold standard in 1971, France sent in warships to the New York Harbor to pick up their gold. Germany didn't do it. UK didn't do it. They still have gold on deposit at the New York Fed. But France had to send in their warships. So that's the kind of action we can anticipate once it becomes clear that quantitative easing has failed, QE2 has failed, the U.S. is going to hit the plan B, which is let's go to a gold standard. And by the way, we own 6,000 tons of gold that you think you own. That gives us a total of 14,000 tons of gold. We have the world's dominant currency backed by gold. Everyone else can go, it can get lost. And that's what's going to drive the price of gold. Not only are the economic factors going to drive the price of gold, but there's a political factor as antagonisms flare up, trade wars heat up, and now we're going to have this currency war heat up because around the world folks are fighting the currency war. They're trying to drive their own currency lower as a way to compete with each other. They shoot themselves in the head by driving their own currency lower. If all that fails, as of course it has to fail, then we're talking gold standard, and then we're talking commandeer of all this gold, and there we are sitting on the doorstep of global conflict.
So going back to this issue, Max, that I was just bringing up of Americans buying guns in preparation for civil unrest, rushing into silver and gold, and more people going on food stamps. It's close to, 43 million right now. I understand the international response you're talking about, but what about what's going to happen here at the ground level.
Well, I don't live there, do I, Alex? That should be your clue as to what I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, people are protesting by the millions in France where you're at. I mean, you're always saying, look at the U.S., and we are the epicenter, but it's run by this similar system. I mean, Europe's having big problems, too. And, of course, as the U.S. gets sucked down, that's going to suck down Europe and China, and then it becomes just, all a black hole situation. But I understand you don't live here, Max, but, I mean, clearly the fact that we saw record gun purchases 2 years ago with the election of Obama, and now it's accelerating.
Yeah, but that's kid stuff. Guns, pop guns. In France, they cut people's heads off. You don't understand, Alex. You know, the comments that were made earlier were bogus for the following reason. People saying, oh, in France, the people are on the streets. They're waving a Che Guevara poster. It's all communism. You don't understand, Alex. The government fears the people in France. The reason why the French people have, by every study, the highest standard of living in the world, work the least hours of anyone in the world, and have the highest productivity of anyone in the world is because they're always on the streets fighting their government. And if the government doesn't comply, they cut their freaking heads off. They're serious here. In America, they got the pop guns, they got their zip guns. They think they're tough, but they're actually pussies in America. They don't know how to fight a government.
Max, I understand. I understand.
They're allied against them. They have no capacity to fight their own government or to fight for their freedom over there.
Okay, settle
down.
They don't
know what freedom looks like. They don't know what freedom tastes like. They should come to France and know what it means to be free. They don't know nothing.
Okay, Max, family show, though, please. I understand you're upset, and I see what you're saying. For those that don't know, when they plant GMO crops in France, the farmers burn them down. The French have taken over the fuel shipping systems there. And as you pointed out Friday morning when you were on with us during the special live broadcast, our media, and I pulled it up, said thousands protesting in France, thousands in Greece. It's millions in your newspaper, so that's a major deception.
That's what they should be doing. Where are the American protests? Why are the Americans just sitting back and taking it, talking about, well, maybe I'll go down to Walmart and buy myself a gun? It's too late for that. You've got to amass right now, and you've got to push back right now. You don't understand. You know, people say, I was on a show this past weekend. I was interviewing this in the UK, and the guy said, I understand what you're saying, Max, but how does it affect me? How does all this affect me? Here's how it affects you. You don't get any return on your savings, and you get no decent wages. That's how it affects you. The reason your pension account doesn't return any money, the reason your CD or your savings account doesn't return any money because interest rates are zero, and the reason your job doesn't pay you enough to have a decent quality standard of life is because all that money has been transferred so that Wall Street can give themselves $144 billion bonus this year. Now, this doesn't happen as such in Europe because the bankers would fear for their lives. And I take a taxi from the studio back to my place tonight. I'll engage in a conversation with a taxi driver, and I'll say, what do you think about these riots and these protests and pushing back against the government? And he'll say, like they all say, look, you know, at the end of the day, we can all just take them down to the Place Concorde and decapitate them, because that's our history. You know, the reign of terror is still fresh in the people's minds. 1789, people fought for liberty here, and they really took, you know, got serious about it. And this is the eventuality that is going to amount an effective pressure against the government, because people get fantastic quality of life here, and the government is afraid of the people. In America, it's completely the opposite. The people are afraid of the government.
When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. George Washington, of course, he's called a terrorist today. Again, Max Keiser is our guest. Max, I want to take a few calls for you today. You were certainly on fire. More and more when we talk to you, Max, you are just full of energy. I can tell that you can certainly see things are unfolding. Let's talk to Ken in Michigan. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Yeah, just keep up the good work, you guys. I had a couple questions, one for Max. I'm not sure if he could answer it, and then one for you. But one other thing is you can't really blame people for running out and getting the guns because, we have stuff like these cartels decapitating people.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, the sleeping giant always rouses slowly. So I think the fact that people are buying guns and saying they're doing it to protect themselves from government and individual criminals, I think it's a very strong message. So, again.
Oh, yeah, Alex, let me jump in there for a second. Here, the protests and the manifestations here, it starts off with labor. Then the truck drivers get involved. Then the students get involved. 80% of the population supports the walkouts and the demonstrations and the strikes to push back against the government. And there's solidarity. In the U.S., you know, people are trained to be suspicious of each other. They're trained not to work together. They're trained to be not cooperative with each other, that they should be out there trying to hurt each other to compete in this grand scheme called capitalism, which, as he just explained, doesn't even exist in the U.S. You don't even have the capacity to cooperate effectively to push back against the government. Here you do. So that's why you have millions of people coming together in all
I understand.
Of society.
Ronnie, what was your question for Max Keiser?
I was kind of curious where all this the drug money the CIA gets goes. I mean, does that go to black ops or?
Okay, Max, can you answer that question? And then I'm going to go to Ronnie. We're talking to Ken right now. Go ahead, Ken. I mean, go ahead, Max.
Well, I mean, it funds the Pentagon. It goes to Eric Prince. Eric, how do you think Eric Prince made the billions? You know, he's living in Dubai now. He can't extradite him anymore because he's in an extradition-free country. Just like Rumsfeld will be there and Bush and the whole gang will all be moving to extradition-free countries with their billions.
Well, that's like the Bushes bought. The Bushes bought like a, what was it, a 200,000-acre ranch in Paraguay?
Yeah, we were making a film about that at some point. But, yeah, I mean, it's all, the economy is collapsing, the social unrest is rising. At some point, the cost-benefit analysis of staying and stealing the last penny is no longer viable, and they'll just all leave. You know, you wake up one day and nobody will be running the show. They'll be all living overseas, and you won't hear from them anymore.
But there'll be another group of criminals they've trained here that'll pick off the bones and then relocate in phase after phase, kind of like most Mexican presidents after they get out of office leave and go to Switzerland after they've robbed people. Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air with Max Keiser.
Thank you, sir. Two things. One political economic question for you, Mr. Keiser, and how to demand that we as citizens demand that the powers that be release the facts about super productive things like super productive solar power, yielding much more power with mirrors, computers, et cetera. And I heard about this at UT. It's been developed. I heard about it just on local news once and only once.
That's right. The globalists, if you're not part of their inside crew, they don't let your system develop because it might challenge their monopolies. Ronnie, that's a good question. Thanks for the call. Comments on that, Max Keiser?
Well, the question is how do they force the reveal of this information? So where does the leverage come from? And right now the answer is I don't see any leverage. There is no point of leverage you can push except the one that I've outlined on this show before, which has been summarily ignored over the past few months. There's only one.
Max, nothing has been ignored. You're saying take down Coca-Cola and take down that company, and it shows our power, and then they'll all be running scared.
Imagine the question asked to Mahatma Gandhi. Imagine the question asked to Martin Luther King Jr. Okay, these guys figured out that if you're trying to lead a mass movement and you have no money and no resources, the only possible thing, leverage and power you have is through the boycott. And all I'm saying is that there is only one company that is vulnerable. It's not the worst company, but it's the most vulnerable company to a boycott. It's like that salt situation with Gandhi and his march to the sea, and it put the British Empire on their knees. If everyone stopped drinking all Coke-related products and target the stock price, every single show, Alex, you should give the stock market report and say, today the stock of Coca-Cola is down another 50 cents. We're winning. Just target the stock price. Forget about all the noise. Forget about everything else. Just say, we want that stock price to zero. Believe me, if you said that on your show, you would not be on the air in 2 weeks. Because that would demonstrate a genuine threat to the New World Order. They would say, wait a minute, this guy, forget it. He's off the air. You can't attack our stock price. That's our blood. That's our sacred water. You can't do that.
So you think they'd send a hit team in here? Because
it'll be done. Look at in my own case, I made that statement about this fund that was going to create the boycott Coca-Cola, sell the stock short, and use the money on the short sale to help people in India who are being victimized by Coke. They immediately sent out all their minions all over the world to write slanderous pieces about me, that I'm an eco-terrorist, I'm just like Mahatma Gandhi. Gandhi, that other eco-terrorist, and they mobilized. They started a free action center fund in Washington, D.C. You had Steve Malloy and all these other jerk-offs in Washington, D.C., doing all these slander pieces because they know that that's their vulnerability. That's their Achilles heel. That's the one-inch punch. That's the place where you can stick a little needle and take down a giant. If you just look at that stock price and say, we want that stock price of Coke to go to zero, and every day you say the stock's down another 50 cents, it's down another 50 cents, it's down another 50 cents.
Well, Max, let's close out with this because I've got to get an update from John Irish. We appreciate your time. Specifically for those that don't know about Gandhi saying only buy local, don't buy from the British that have these cartels and monopolies and were cheating people, and how that was the beginning of the end for them. Explain that to people.
In Gandhi's case, the British Empire, was just like the Goldman Sachs today, was trying to sell back to the people what they took from the people. So here, the Goldman Sachs essentially takes the money from the many of Americans, repackages it as garbage securities, and resells it back to them. And here, Gandhi was saying, no, we don't need the British selling us back our own salt. We can make our own salt. So here, what I'm saying is that to effectively put a company like Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger, who now are implicated in the Wells Fargo foreclosure scam and criminality, who's the biggest shareholder of Coke, you simply target that stock price and you say, the less we drink, the closer that stock price goes to zero. Trust me, Alex, if you target a stock price, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new ball game.
Max Kaiser, we look forward to speaking to you again next month. God bless.
Goodbye.
There goes Max Kaiser. We skipped that break so we'd have Max have his full time here with us today. Of course, I'm Alex Jones. If you just tuned in, find out more at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I forgot her name again. What's the name of the Fox News host who's on right now, who I saw last Friday bashing the Irish family? Megyn Kelly. Again, I'm during a break where I'd just gone off air. Paul was filling in the last hour, and I was watching her, and she was on television saying, how dare them give this baby back? You know, this guy's an abuser. No proof, no convictions, none of it true. His name got confused with somebody else that had some type of family issue. The baby was given back, and she was like, well, I hear the CPS is coming back, and that's good. They need to get that baby. And all these other publications are still running with the hit piece, you know, headline, Alex Jones supports, wife beater, baby beater. I mean, it's just all made up. You know, Alex Jones has a new bizarre protest he's supporting. And none of these people are even reporting that the baby's been given back except for Fox. And she was so angry by that. We need to get the fact out to them that the baby's been given back. But I wanted to get an update from John because there's going to be an event at the legislature trying to educate them in New Hampshire, and also wanted to find out about any type of harassment they're going through or if the CPS is coming back around. Jonathan Irish, again, for those that don't know, the baby was given back last Thursday. It was great news during the 27-hour money bomb to have him on with that announcement right after it happened. What's the latest development? We got about 4 minutes.
Well, Shay is doing really well at home. We couldn't ask for a better child, you know. But there is, I got word today from the attorney who was there on my behalf with me at the courthouse. I guess state police investigators have been making inquiries as to where the affidavit and documents who produced those documents, because they want to attempt to prosecute me for violating the gag order law.
But, I mean, all you did was put out the fact about the Oath Keeper, so you're not supposed to tell the public that under your First Amendment, this is a big development, I didn't know this had happened, that under the First Amendment you're allowed to tell people you're being persecuted for your First Amendment?
Correct. That's what they're saying. I don't know if they're actually going to attempt to prosecute me. If they do, it would be a very poor decision on their end because of the fact that when this goes to the legislature or the House of Representatives hearing tomorrow, that law, 169C25, is one of the first things that's getting brought up, along with the fact that all the individuals involved, the social workers, the judge, It's called a redress hearing, which means they're going to take a severe look at all these individuals involved. And like I've said plenty of times, Alex, you know, we're not done. This is ridiculous. This should have never happened in the first place.
But they gave the baby back, and I mean, this is amazing. This is so amazing that they do this type of thing and that they won't leave you alone. You know, I mean, can't they just leave you alone? It's your baby. And, you know, specifically, the CPS went to the media and fed them all this disinfo. I mean, it's incredible. It's your child. I mean, you have a right. In fact, I believe under the law, especially now that you got your child back, it varies state to state, but you're allowed to talk about, you know, some of the things that the court did that were wrong, especially if they had things in there about you that weren't true. I mean, you're supposed to just let them call you, you know, this abuser when it wasn't true.
That's what they want.
Briefly, tell us what time the hearing is tomorrow at the legislature.
It's at 1 p.m. at the State House in Concord, New Hampshire.
Well, this is incredible. We'll obviously have more before you go into that hearing tomorrow live at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon your time. Jonathan Irish, don't hang up. I want to talk to you after the segment ends.